Now, whenever Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bangalore meet, you can almost guarantee drama, and that was no exception in their most recent game when it went down to the final ball, no ball bowled, so both teams were sort of celebrating victory within sort of seconds of each other. What did you make of that particular finish and the game overall?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you had RP Singh bowling and you had Ravindra Jadeja batting, and somebody had to really mess it up. You know, two runs needed off one ball. It was quite interesting. So either of them had to mess up. I thought both of them messed up. I mean, he bowled a no ball and he got out, you know, played the ball straight into the hands of third man. So both of them messed up. Royal Challengers Bangalore lost because of technicality that RP Singh had bowled a no ball. Quite interesting match. I think Bangalore fans will take some time getting over it. It happened last year as well for them. They were really heading well towards victory, and then Virat Kohli comes on and bowls an over that gave them 28 runs. So playing in Chennai never bodes well for the RCB players. Chris Gayle has fire in between, obviously. He fired against Kolkata Knight Riders, didn't fire against Chennai Super Kings, which is really his record, actually, because, you know, if you play 14 matches and he fires in 7 matches, you're assured to win at least 7 matches. But I think it's the form of Virat Kohli that is really driving them forward. The added bonus for them is now that AB de Villiers has come in. So Virat Kohli will have some sort of support. The one area that they're missing is in terms of batting, in terms of the Indian senior cricketers that they have. They have a surplus of bowlers, really, you know, who can't really bowl properly at the death. You know, you have Vinay Kumar who can't get a super over. You have RP Singh who messes up a no ball, last delivery, 2 runs needed. So they have a few bowlers. They can really rotate them and find the right one to bowl at the death. Chennai Super Kings have started well again. They are 4th on the table. Close match against Mumbai Indians, you can say, but happened that MS Dhoni was not able to see his team at home, but they came back. You know, they beat Kings 11 Punjab by such a huge margin. You know, they just really showed the gap of performance between the two sides. And again, Chennai Super Kings doing the same. You know, when RCB are a team which, you know, you can expect a raised level of performance, especially when they are in table-topping form, like at the moment. So they just raised the performance again, Chennai Super Kings, and came out on top. So bodes well for MS Dhoni's team, bodes well for two-time champion CSK. And I think the other team here to talk about are Mumbai Indians, who are sitting at the top. You did not ask about them, but again, they're sitting at the top of the table. And for a long time now, you can see that Mumbai Indians are coming through with a sort of consistency that is perhaps expected of them. A little too early to say that, because just 4 matches have been played. But, you know, there's something more to Mumbai Indians this time around than seen in the previous seasons.